Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom could have got a banner as well, but I'm just talking about Walter Clayton's mom.
Yeah.
Winning.
Oh, he's crying.
Oh, he's crying, too.
These guys.
A lot of dudes crying. A
lot of emotions.
A lot of crying tonight. A lot of crying. You know who didn't cry? Cooper Flagg.
Oh!
He's been knowing he's number one.
Oh! Cooper Flagg didn't cry tonight. Cooper Flagg didn't cry tonight, and I'm okay with that. I mean, look, if you're going to cry, that's fine.
It feels like we've been seeing the same couple teams pick.
I feel like we've seen the same mom over and over again, too. My God, seriously. Not Black, a lot of dads. Where's all the dads? Seriously, where are the dads?
Can we get some LeVars in here?
877. You see, I'll tell you what.
Where's the overly aggressive dad that breaks headlines?
Where's Tyrese Halliburton's dad? I'm sure he can go out there and stomp around for crying out loud. We need some aggressive dads.
We're getting all these like cutesy Beverly Hills moms. Hey,
God bless the moms. All right, you need the moms too, but I would like to see. No, that's old boy. That's Hurley.
Hey, by the way, since we do have the mic working, have y'all seen the Gatorade ad for Flag?
See, now that's the mic.
That's the mic we've known to come.
No, we fixed it. Hey, we fixed it.
What was it? What was the issue?
You would never believe it. Somebody's possible kneecap hit a button, and a button whacked everything out.
Okay, so
Chris Ordat.
Okay, real quick. Let Jet Nelson talk for a second so we can
I can't say it wasn't my knee. But I don't remember feeling anything over there.
Wow, that is so much better.
Go ahead and pause that a couple different times.
I was like, the volume, the tone, distortion.
Thank you. I'll tell you what, dude, McNeely's mom has gotten more FaceTime than he has.
I know. I'm like, is she getting drafted too?
I mean, seriously, what are we doing here? Why is McNeely's mom getting so much FaceTime?
Profile of McNeely while getting every angle
I was going to say, his mom's getting frisked over there in the lobby for crying out loud. What's going on here, people?
Anyway, so the campaign, as I was trying to say.
Sorry.
So they said, hey, Cooper, how do you want to celebrate going number one? He said, don't. I'll tell you when to celebrate.
This dude.
Give me a dog.
You know what? If you aren't excited about Cooper Flagg, I don't know what to tell you anymore.
The humbleness is definitely helping.
It would not have been humility.
It would not have been a good look if he was like, you know, a little bit more bodacious and overly and like, I deserve to be number one picked. And
why? Why are we still looking at McNeely's mother? Now she's wiping the sister's face.
What?
Can we get the? I don't even know who this guy is.
Is there not another pick after this?
I mean, what is Adam Silver doing? And why didn't Dylan Harper's mom get this kind of airtime? Why didn't Walter Clayton's mom get this kind of airtime?
She has to be somebody. They gave her a footer, gave her a name.
Well, we're also at the 30th pick.
Which is more the reason we don't care about the guy's family.
Well, or they're kind of sitting there just scrambling like, look, go ahead and put
the
mom on.
We don't even got talking points. Jay Billis is just...
We've already run out of B-roll for McNeely, so just go ahead and show his mom because we've run out of comps. we think he's going to be Pete Maravich. I don't know. Back to McNeely's mom.
Floor general.
That's right. Try hard. Basketball IQ. Back to you in the studio. So there you have it. Let's read a couple text messages. Let's see. Here we go. Just started watching. Let these crybaby ass Bobby Belts know Luka isn't the player they prop him up to be. Without kid, he's never made it out of the first round.
Well, he's only hot take right there.
I mean, look, I guess the pendulum has swung aggressively tonight.
Man,
aggressively.
We got to see what Derek Lively is. I haven't seen Derek Lively make the playoffs without Jason Kidd either.
I haven't either.
We got to see what he's all about. This PJ Washington guy, haven't seen him without Gafford.
I don't think we've seen Kai Jones make it in the playoffs without Jason Kidd. So let's put that into its proper context.
Played like 3 months without him.
Let's see. Here we go. From Gregory on the YouTube, the Seattle Mariners series will be tough for the Rangers.
There we go.
Especially since DeGrom just pitched. Okay, kind of just changing things up a little bit. All right. Let's be real now. Okay, let's put some let's get the sports perspective straightened out. Now that Cooper Flagg has been drafted.
What a name.
Yannick Kodon Niederhauser from Penn State.
Talk about trying to put that on a jersey.
Oh yeah, Niederhauser. He might sell out just for that. Now that Cooper Flagg is officially a Dallas Maverick, there's really only one or two moves left to be made, I think, for the Mavericks.
I think it's the Caleb Hardy, Omax, bottom of the roster. If you flip,
there's
going to
be some
churn,
and you're going to get a free agent point guard. That's it.
I think the PJ Clay Gafford could still make some change.
Do you think that happens at the deadline, or do you think they go ahead and do you think they do it now, or do you think they wait till the deadline?
Well, PJ's up for an extension in August. I want to say it's 4 years, 90.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
Well, will that put you over the apron?
I
think it will.
It depends on.
Hell, you had. I mean,
because how much does he make? How much would that be? Right,
I think they're pushing. I mean, look,
PJ will be making 14 next year. This year, yeah. Excuse me. Fourth highest.
So, dude, if you're doing 490, I mean, if you're doing 4 years for 90. That's what, $22.5 million a season?
So yeah, so he'd get a pay increase. PJ.
Yeah, so 4 years, 90 is $22.5 million a year.
So you wouldn't do that? I mean, I'm assuming that they're making
a deal. I'm not opposed to doing it. I mean, I think he's definitely well worth it. I guess, my only question would be is, you know, are they going to go
into 4 year, 88.
So 4 years, 22, or yeah, so 22 mil per. Does that put you over the second apron if that happens?
I would assume so. I'm not entirely sure because it's up in August, so you would think they'd make some other moves. But in a vacuum, if you're under the apron, would you do that? Just less about the money, more about him long term being here.
I'd be okay with that. I mean, I have zero issue with extending PJ. You're just gonna have a logjam because at that point, I mean, you've got a lot of players and guys that can play now. Yeah. Omax,
Caleb, Jaden.
Jaden's TBD.
You would love to condense those three guys into a draft pick and hey, we'll get a first rounder next year. That'd be great.
If you told me, hey, those three guys will get you a player and consolidate down, I'd be with that all day, every day. And
they're not going to get minutes.
And you're keeping
currently constructed. They're not going
to. I mean, look, we're at the point now where we're just showing dudes just randomly having conversations. That this never happens in the NFL draft. The NBA draft really needs to take a lesson from the NFL. Because you're on pins and needles up until the last pick in the NFL
And you
draft.
Don't even care about that team, but you still want to know.
You still want to know. I mean, look, we did the Pluckers thing this year, and because you and CA were doing the post to the post. And, I mean, it was – and, again, now, granted, it's the NFL, so it's a little bit different. Yeah, but
the Chiefs, the Eagles moved up and got
they swapped picks. Yeah, they swapped spots.
Campbell.
And then he took, Josh Simmons or whatever it was, 32, which Jason Kelce just called him the next coming of Trent Williams. High praise there. But, here we are just, kids talking to moms, people just kind of milling around, random Chinese dudes getting drafted. Like,
showing guys
like this is a wild, I mean, this draft has been, dudes crying uncontrollably. Like, this has been kind of a crazy first round of the NBA draft. All right, coming up next, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Haiku topics are as follows, boys. We're going to have Khaki Kev sit in as well. Jet making his haiku debut.
They are ready.
What a hell of a night for you, by the way. I mean, your knee bumps, whatever the hell it was. We couldn't hear you. We weren't sure what the hell was going on. I was like, why can I not hear you? Are you not talking into the microphone? But now we have that problem resolved. So here's how it's going down. Cooper Flagg, Blake and Grease. Cooper Flagg, Blake and Grease. Those are your two haiku topics. Let's get down to it next. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Show the moms hell with the players. I'm 66. That's from the 817. From the 817, another 817. Who is flagged compared to in the NBA? I'll tell you what, go back to the Odyssey app. It has been, it runs the gamut. Boys, it runs the gamut. We've heard Kawhi Leonard. We've heard Andre Kirilenko. I've said LeBron. There's all kinds of names out there that people are comparing Cooper Flagg to. So stay tuned for that. I heard some other crazy comp that was not that flattering. We had our boy text in earlier, or our guy call in earlier. God dang it. What was his name? The dude that said, just make sure you're not Keith Van Horn or Adam Morrison. So there is that as well. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text line. Chime in with your haikus. You hear that music in the background. You know what that means, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for some haiku hump days. We haven't done one in quite some time, but tonight is the night. Topics are as follows: Cooper Flagg and Blake in Greece. All right. Blake is heading on a jet plane with Mama Kim on Saturday after we wrap up at Globe Life Field. I will be heading back to my house. And Blake is headed to DFW Airport, jumping on a plane and going over to Greece. So let's get this thing rocking and rolling. And more importantly, we've got Khaki Kev looking to redeem himself on haikus tonight.
Why do I have to redeem myself? I thought it was just good last time.
I think you did do a better job last time. I'm just saying. And then we have a haiku debut tonight, obviously, from Jet Nelson.
Now, I don't think they're going to be too bad either.
Okay. I mean, he has set the bar. Now, right now, the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to haiku debuts is going to be... That was a top five. I was thinking New Guy Jake with the Riley Racks, but actually a top five stripper name. So, and actually, he got disqualified because I want to say he used ChatGPT.
The first time, I think.
Yeah.
That was the first time, not the stripper name.
Yeah. So, no.
Stripper names.
I'm getting the stripper name. The stripper name was epic, and that was an all-timer. But he did use ChatGPT, so we did have to disqualify. I mean, he basically cheated.
I went with a little different approach this time.
Oh, did you? Okay, well, that's...
With a more just hands-on, just...
Yeah.
The second one is poetry, just more abstract, and then one of them's typical.
Yeah, I believe that. All right, so here's the deal: Cooper Flagg, Blake, and Grease. We'll go with Cooper Flagg first because, well, he was the first pick. So let's get this thing a rockin' and a rollin'. Here we go, Cooper Flagg. Great White Hope is here. Mavs first. Dadgummit.
Dadgummit. I don't think that's how it goes.
Hold on. What did I write here?
No, he's not Luca. No beer. I'll help you out. We'll make it on the fly with freestyle.
What did I write here?
I don't know.
That's tough.
What did I write
when
here?
You cannot read your own penmanship. We'll just freestyle. You said, Mavs, Cooper Flagg is here. His name, not Luca. Give him no beer.
Okay.
Hits the shot, what did I write? Has no fear. There you go. I just did it on the fly.
No.
Really I give you credit for that, Blake.
Yeah, I'm just you really cannot figure it out right now?
I honestly can't.
We'll just come up with it on the fly.
Okay, here we go. Great White Hope is here. The Mavs' next titles are near. Nico cooks for real.
You go ahead and just say Nico cooks, I fear.
What's that? For real. Whatever, it's close enough. I can't believe I can't see what the hell I wrote.
All right, let's get us back on track. I
can't believe that. Shame on me.
I'll read us back. I'll get
what
us back.
What a disgrace. What a disgrace.
Get us back on track. Listen up, class.
I want to say, I'm so mad at myself right now. Go ahead. Continue.
So mine takes a little bit of thinking, especially with the very last word that I'm saying. And think of his player comp. The very last word in my poem. Flag has been captured. Nico left, Mavs fans fractured. Is Coop raptured?
Okay. Wow. Wow.
That's deep.
You get that's, that raptured?
There's a lot to think about there. There is a lot to think about there. All right. Let's go
with... Yeah, go Kevin.
What are you doing? You still writing yours or what?
We're doing Flag first.
While he's thinking, does everyone get the raptured bar?
No, I got that. That was good.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was good.
I'm still trying to figure out what
Kawhi Leonard was on the Raptors. Raptured.
Oh, raptured.
His player comp.
I was thinking more religion.
Yeah, that's what I was going with, too. I was like, okay, I mean, I know, you know.
And the rapture, the end is
near. I know Blake's a God-fearing man,
It was both. It's Coop raptured.
Yeah, if you just said raptured, then I would have been like, okay.
Raptured.
But I'm still kind of pissed off because I really don't know what the hell I wrote here. So anyway, all right, are you ready?
Yeah, I'll do my Flag one.
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
I'm going to substitute it for your Quinn Grimes one.
Yeah.
That's going to say.
That's what I was planning on.
Was your Dirk one the one you were thinking about writing?
Well, that's the one I had to get rid of. So that's the problem.
All right, here we go.
The Flag is captured. Main event is in Dallas. Go by 32.
There you go.
Sometimes you just got to get across the finish
line. Yeah. Well, you know, at least you could read yours, which I'm still, flummoxed that I can't read this.
Not shocked that you can't read your own handwriting.
What do you think that word is right there?
I wish you guys had the
thing. That says either giant or first.
I don't even think that says first.
Quite a disparity.
You look at it and tell me what you think.
I can't ever read his penmanship.
One more time. Let me see. Terrible.
I mean, that's how you
know
he was locked in. He's getting his haiku down.
Or near. Yeah, I don't know. All right, go.
All right, for my Cooper Flag, Cooper, we raise a toast. For Cooper, he deserves not one roast. Cooper, bring Dallas the most.
All right, hold on. First off, I got to go ahead and stop you because your first one had six syllables.
I do. Okay, before
Cooper, we raise a toast.
Oh, it's not words. It's syllables.
Wow. Oh, I mean, dude, you came in and said 575. Like, you came in.
He said, I know your chest.
You came in. Oh, disqualified. I mean, look.
DQ. DQ.
Man, my man came in.
It was five words.
First couple sentences. He said, I already know. Hey, 575. Save your breath.
We didn't even have to finish it.
I was prepping good for this one, too.
What I appreciate about Jet's approach is he read that like he was doing a seminar to the class. Like he was doing a toast. Do it one more time, Jet. Just for
disqualified.
Hey, instead of saying Cooper, just say Coop.
Just honorable mention.
That's really all you need.
Just say Coop.
Just say Coop. But of course, the other two are still wrong, but go ahead.
Coop, we raise a toast. For Coop, he deserves not a roast. I'm trying to fix it there. Coop, like bring Dallas the most.
Lot going on there. Tell you what, this is the most dysfunctional haiku hum day we've ever done. I'll tell you what. Okay, so what I need you to do is go ahead and trim the fat on your next one. Okay, go ahead and trim the fat on your next one. I still can't figure out what the hell I wrote here.
You guys are letting down the haiku community.
It is. It's out of control right now. It is absolutely.
I'll make
out of control.
I'll take us home. Okay. So people have good listen.
I will say. I feel really good about my Blake and Grief.
Okay,
and you can read it? Confirmed?
I can't.
Have you recited?
Wait, which one is this?
I don't know.
I'll let you go last. Then you feel good about it.
Oh, I feel, no. This one I feel great about.
All right, let me go first because I feel not fantastic.
We all feel better about our Blake and Greece haikus. Jet's back there working feverishly on here.
75 goals. I got it.
And he talked big crap when he started. I feel really good about these. I'm like, wait a minute. What are we doing here?
Okay, we'll fix this all right. In Greece, not the show. Athens. Giannis be Bucks. Does Blake even know?
I like it. We're back on a good track.
All right. Who knew that the Blake haikus were going to get the show back on track? Okay.
Now, I'll go next. I took a little bit of a different approach. This is not my usual sentence and the ends and it's, you know, double entendre.
This is more snap poetry.
Snap poetry. Okay. Yeah. I like it.
Just more words. There's no sentences. It's just words. Ruins. Goons, dunes, and lagoons.
Okay, that doesn't feel like five syllables.
It is. Runes, one. Goons, one. Dunes, three. Lagoons. It's five.
Okay.
Okay, checks out.
Okay, go.
White steps, blue domes, lots of loons. Loons meaning money.
Of course.
No tycoons, just tunes. Just a little bit, just words in that
His
one.
His timing,
no sentences.
Too.
That's
perfect.
Close to the James Tritely approach.
You might have to read that one more time.
Runes, no stop.
Runes, goons, dunes, lagoons. White steps, blue domes, lots of loons. No tycoons, just tunes.
I love it.
That's fantastic. That's all right. Solid. Have you redeemed yourself?
I think I've corrected mine.
What you think? I mean, is it 575 or is it?
I was too confident before.
Yeah, you were. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I couldn't read mine, so don't feel bad. All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Redemption time.
Oh, to be in Greece.
I like it.
Blake will be looking so fleece.
I like it.
Imagine the peace.
Dude, I love Jets.
I'll take it.
There's no way Jets not doing a ceremony while he's doing these.
I'll tell you what.
People will gather around for mine.
See, I'll tell you what. I definitely feel like we might be at Mount Olympus listening to that. Okay, here we go. Let's take us home real quick. Mini Giannis, no. It's Blake It or Leave It, yo. Greek God Radio.
Yeah.
There we have it. Let's make it a memory, ladies and gentlemen. What an hour of radio there. All right, final hour of the program. We've got a top five that we got to get to. I'll tell you what. Jet's getting all the hits tonight. All the hits. He got haikus. We got a top five. Now, no extra credit tonight. We're doing that tomorrow night, so make sure you got your mind right for that. But we'll do a top five here in just a little bit. We'll figure out what that's going to be in the next segment. Let's reset the program coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Fan After Dark right here on 105 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the program, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Fan After Dark right here on 105.3 The Fan. What a night it's been so far. Very energetic evening. A very, franchise-altering evening for a lot of folks out there. Why? Because your Dallas Mavericks have finally decided to move on in the post-Luka world that the Dallas Mavericks are in right now, as Cooper Flagg is the latest Dallas Maverick.
Yeah, we need to get that audio. He was just with Scott Van Pelt. We need to get that so we can play that.
We'll get that here in just a little bit. We'll play that for you. And of course, do you have the audio of him when he got with the post draft selection audio
from the Mavericks? Right.
I believe the selection. I have him talking with the fans, like his social media.
Go ahead and play that too. The one where he's talking to the fans and glad to be a part of the Dallas Mavericks.
The moment has been realized. Howard.
What?
Hey, Mavs fans, it's Cooper Flagg. You know, I'm really excited to be a Dallas Maverick, and I can't wait to see you guys soon.
Short and sweet, to the point. This guy minces no words. We hope he's that economical on the basketball court and that efficient. I'm telling you right now, I've said this time and time again.
And we've got Nico Harrison talking. We definitely need to get
We definitely get some. Do we have clips?
We got the quote, but
go ahead and read the quote.
Of course, I'm Tim McMahon. Nico Harrison on the Dallas Mavericks winning the lottery and the rights to draft Cooper Flagg despite 1.8% odds. Dude, I want to just play the audio because this quote is so Nico Harrison. I don't even know if I want to say it without him saying it. I want to wait. I want to wait till we get the audio.
Okay.
Because it's a crazy quote.
Okay.
It's such a Nico Harrison quote. I just want you guys to hear the audio straight from Nico's mouth. So I'm a task Kevin, who's sitting right here next to us, to find the audio and send it. We're going to get that audio of what Nico said. Because they're doing some media availability at the AAC right now.
Oh, absolutely. No, we heard that they were going to let him. We heard that they were going to let him, or he was going to open, you know, kind of hold open court there after the draft is over to kind of talk a little bit about this overall number one overall pick.
And Nico's talking about, Nico Harrison said the Mavs are going to play a different brand of basketball with Cooper Flagg and someone else. Who do you think he said?
It had to be Anthony Davis.
Nope. And it's not Kyrie Irving either.
Max Christie.
Nope.
PJ.
Yep.
Well, that just means, I mean, so that would tell you that PJ's not getting traded then.
Nico Harrison said the Mavs are going to play a different brand of basketball on the wing with Cooper Flagg and PJ Washington. So I guess it's your starting lineup. I don't feel like you just don't say that if you're just randomly just on the bench. Why would you bring up PJ? And he said, and, which means on the court at the same time.
Okay. Or, tell you what.
He said on the wing, too. So that means AD's playing the four and you got a center out there.
All right. Go ahead. And this is the audio of Cooper Flagg on the Scott Van Pelt Sports Center talking after tonight's draft.
There's going to be a moment when you're guarding somebody or somebody's guarding you that might have been a poster on your wall when you were a kid, might have been your favorite player. Like, who's the guy, Cooper, that you imagine when it hits you at some point next season? Oh, my gosh, this is my life. This is me. Who's that person?
That's a good question. Maybe Jason Tatum. You know, that's somebody that I watch a lot at Duke. And then watched a lot again at as he's gotten onto the Celtics and had an incredible career so far.
We look forward to Tatum being healthy enough to get out there on the floor and share it with you. Cooper, congratulations on the night. There's going to be a moment.
So that's Cooper Flagg talking about he's looking forward to playing against Jason Tatum. That's somebody that has kind of been bandied about once or twice as somebody that could be a potential comp. I think he's a little bit bigger version of Jason Tatum, so we'll wait and see how that plays out. But it's nice to finally put this to rest. It's nice to finally, you know, we can chill with the back and forth as to whether or not, hey, is this trade going to be made, yada, yada, yada. But you can feel good about knowing that, okay, this has been taken care of, and he is now in the fold officially. So glad to have that front and center for one Mr. Cooper Flagg, as well as the rest of the Dallas
Mavericks.
I'm excited.
Nico's been talking. I'm seeing the quotes, and I kind of want to see if we get the audio version of it because I don't want to I think the way
I think I have one. I think
the way that Nico says things is important too. Just
if absolutely.
Me reading it versus him saying it, and we hear the smile or we hear the giggle or the awkward
pauses. The inflection and the way he says something. All right, so what do we got here? We got some Nico audio we're gonna get to here. Like I said, and for obvious reasons. I mean, when you're the GM, when you have the number one pick, you're gonna hold a little media availability, which again has been kind of spotty, so to speak, in the last few months for Nico Harrison. All right, so what set this up for us?
So this is from a friend of the program, Noah Weber. This is him. This is Nico Harrison.
Your program, maybe.
Talking about the hope and assuming some of the public for as far as the backlash goes.
This is Nico.
Starts with a question.
I'm hoping so. I'm assuming so a little bit, maybe.
Okay. So what was that?
So the question was that if the backlash from the public might simmer down, die down now that they have Cooper Flagg, and that was his response.
Okay. I gotcha. Hey, look, I mean, I'd like to think so. I mean, we've certainly beaten that dead horse here on this program that I would like to think that people are, and again, I get it. We've had plenty of folks that have chimed in. They're, as long as Nico's there, they're not buying it. Nico fell into the number one overall pick, yada, yada, whatever. I'd like to think, and again, I get it. You watch Luka clips and you think, okay, that was our guy. Different kind of player that Cooper Flagg is. But I'll tell you what, if Cooper averages 25-7-5, I think you'll take that all day, every day, and get you to a title. I think you'll live with that.
Did we get any more Nico audio?
I guess not. We are efforting for that right now. We got.
Make sure it's worth your time.
No, you're good. No. Do your thing.
Seen this Cooper Flagg, based on how old he is and all the contracts that are coming out? Guess how much he can make?
Oh, I saw that.
By the time he's 32 years old,
it's staggering.
$1 billion rookie deal, $62 million. Then a 30% increase for his next contract, $359 million. Then a $35 million increase with the Supermax, $509 million. That equals right under $1 billion he could make by the time he's 32.
Which, hey, God bless him. If that's
and then he'll probably get another contract after that.
Chances are.
That's a lot of money, man.
I mean, hell, you'll be pushing 40 by then.
Will I?
Yeah, I mean, well, you'll be 37.
By the time he's 37?
Well, by the time, yeah, because you figure, hell, older than that. Because you'll be 26 and he'll still be 18. So, yeah, you'll be pushing. You'll be 38, 39 by then.
I'll be unk.
Man, you will be an unk. Like I say, how old I'm going to be. I don't even want to talk about it.
I'm closer to 40 than I am to zero.
That's what a riveting thing to say. I hadn't thought of it like that. Closer to 40 than you are to zero. By the way, your Texas Rangers won tonight, 7-0.
Zero right there.
See, with this show tonight.
Orioles are closer to zero.
Oof, man. Seriously. They are to 7. Their playoff chances are closer to zero than they are to 40% at this stage of the game right now.
Okay, let me do it better. I'm closer to 30 than I am to 18.
That's correct as well. That's also factually correct.
I'm also closer to 30 than I am to 21.
No, I'm gonna call BS on
I'm
that.
I'm four away.
You're five away from being 30. So
when I turn 26, I'll be that, right?
Well, then that'll switch. Yeah, you'll be closer to 30 than you will be to 21 at that.
But
point.
In this interim, right now,
you're kind of in that happy space where kind of midpoint, a little equidistant.
26
so to speak.
I think you're old at that point. I'm no longer like
you're. Old at 26?
I'd
give my left testicle to be 26 years old again.
You are 26.
Seriously. I mean, maybe in spirit, but I'd love to be 26.
Hey, I'm actually getting to the point where I'm like.
Getting to the point of what? What are you getting to the point of?
I think right when you get past 30, you can't really go to a club anymore. But I guess this past weekend disapproved.
Of course you can be 30 and go to the club.
Will Chambers is forgetting.
I was say, Will. Will made it out. Now,
casual.
I was going to say, I don't think Will frequents the club.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't know how to act in a club. I mean, I would, but I mean,
we weren't really at the club. We were like at bars.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And that's what Stockyards is.
We weren't like bottle service and like club VIP tables. And
yeah, I was never a big club guy.
Yeah. I like both. I find myself in both bars, clubs, pubs. But I think I'm getting out of the club age, right?
I mean, dude,
I'm getting close to.
Getting
close to.
Are you, though?
But I go into a club with bottle service, and I see young girls that are my age with, you know, not a lot of clothing on, and I see a 47-year-old man. It's awkward.
Well, speaking of awkward, I'm going to go ahead and insert this Nico Harrison clip. He was asked about his excitement level, and he was surprised to land the number one overall pick.
Nico right here. My name is Joey Machado with Clutch Points. My question is, heading into the NBA draft lottery, 1.8% chance you guys win the lottery. What is your initial reaction, and just how surprised were you when you found out you guys won the lottery?
Yeah, I was extremely surprised. All my draft prep up to that point was, you know, us being in the 11th position. So that's just, but, you know, things happen. Fortune favors the bold. So exciting things.
Fortune. That's the quote. That's what I wanted to say. That was
play
it
right that there. One more time with like so
that
I,
might be our bounce back for like a week.
Oh no. Me and Khaki Kev, and it was kind of on the heels of something you and I were talking about over the weekend about, you know, new drops for the program. Oh, that's fortune favors the bold.
He's been working on that one.
Oh, no.
You want one more time?
That's going to be the new theme of Fan After Dark.
Yeah, I was extremely surprised.
extremely.
All my draft prep up to that point was, you know, us being in the 11th position. So that's just, but, you know, things happen. Fortune favors the bold. So exciting things fell our way.
I'm not even.
I wish you could have seen the video. Is he's biting his lip, holding back a smile the entire time, dude.
Yeah.
I'm already knowing.
Yeah, exactly.
Things fell our way. That's
fortune. Like, oh, you know, I was prepping for the 11th pick, and he's smiling the entire time.
Like, knowing damn good and well he wasn't prepping for the 11th pick.
Prepping for the 11th pick. Get out of here.
Pretend prepping for the 11th. Man, who are we going to take at 11? Maybe we'll get Trey Johnson.
I wish someone would have asked, who are we going to take at 11? See him scramble for names.
Yeah. That process, we already closed the door on that once we knew we were getting the number one pick. So we don't need it. We don't. Fortune favors a bowl, baby. We don't need that revisionist history.
That's an all-time Nico quote.
That is, I'm telling you right now, man. I tell you what, Nico could have done late night radio with that voice. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, there was a show growing up that I used to listen to back in, it was a Kansas City radio station. Dadgummit, I can't think of what it was called. Anyway, it's like Smooth Jams or something like that. But anyway, fortune favors the bold.
I would also say he has a voice might be good for a song called like Thriller or something like that.
Mm. I just, for him to say fortune, I don't know. Fortune favors the bold. I mean,
I told you. That's why I was like, I wanted to wait for the audio.
I'm so glad you played that clip, because you're right. Reading that would not have done it justice. We would not have gotten the full Nico effect. I'm almost at the point now where if I've got time on Friday, I might try to find, like, just go back and try to see if we can't dig up some, just like do a Nico montage. I think we need a Nico montage after that. Fortune favors the bold. Yeah, when you decide to ship off your cornerstone hallmark so that you get the number one pick, yes, that is bold. And fortune, a.k.a. the NBA. I mean, you want to talk about a tongue-in-cheek thing to say?
Right.
I mean, talk about saying the quiet part out loud. Man, if that, I tell you what, if you don't think...
NBA, Mavs Twitter is not happy with the quote. They are pretty much what you just said, like, saying the quiet part out loud, like, we didn't need that. They're like, Gavin Dawson already tweeted, said Tim McMahon must have got hacked. No way he actually said this.
Yeah.
And he did. Colin Cowherd has tweeted. He said, apparently I made a hell of an impact in Portland. If you know, you know. Shout out to him getting drafted.
Fantastic. Which is funny because I want to say he's from Portland or used to do radio or something like that in Portland a long time ago before, I want to say he like blew up in Vegas or whatever it was.
Also, but for the first time ever, a team made 5 first-round picks. Teams have had 5 first-round picks, but they usually trade it.
So the Brooklyn Nets decided to go with all 5 picks.
They've drafted all 5. They drafted 4 guards and a center. They got the kid from Michigan that was
gone. That's right, who was just balling uncontrollably. All right, real quick. Top 5, what are we thinking?
We did top 5 places we want to visit, remember?
Oh, top 5 places we want to visit?
Yeah.
I love it. That's right, because you're going to Greece. That's right. All right. Y'all get your minds right.
Any other audio that we need to play or anything from Nico?
I got it.
Let's go with it. What do you got?
Yeah, I think we're going to have our choice.
Wait, pause it. What clip are we playing?
Yeah, what's context?
Here? Super confident.
About
like getting players to want to come follow Cooper Flag.
Okay.
Play in Dallas. So I think we'll have our choice based upon the money and the opportunity that we have. Like, obviously, there's limitations to us having our choice. But I think all things equal in terms of money and we'll have our choice of player that we want to get. Super confident of that.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know if that's super confident in D-Lo, Chris Paul, maybe somebody else we don't know about.
He's
got his chest out today.
Oh no, Nico's a Cheshire cat today. Play our favorite quote one more time. Play our favorite quote one more time.
Any style of play. He's in great shape. He guards multiple positions.
What's better than one Nico quote? Three Nico quotes all at once. Well, I'll tell you what, we are hammering Jet Nelson tonight. We are hammering Jet Nelson tonight. This poor kid is your wife listening, by the way?
I think so. I'm not positive.
Has she texted you and said, "My God, what are you doing?" What family members are listening tonight?
Definitely the wife. My dad should be, but I'm not positive.
Wait a minute, your dad? We don't know if your dad's listening tonight. To your
he works nights. He should be listening.
Oh, he should absolutely. I mean, it's your maiden voyage. He's got to be listening. Daddy Nelson's got to be listening tonight. All right, we'll stay tuned. All right, mom's a word on that. We call that a pregnant pause in the business. Coming up next, top five places in honor of Blake going to Greece. Top five places you'd like to visit.
Cup.
Don't go anywhere.
Ayo.
Haikus don't have to rhyme. That's from the 214. Finger snaps all around from Tovash. If you rhyme a haiku, only rhyme the first and third line. Well, I think that's certainly an option.
That scared the mess out of me.
When I looked up the first time, I was like, who's there? Oh, wait, it's just a giant larger than life size cutout of Emmett Smith.
I turned around
that's here
and
in the studio.
Was going to like rob us or something. I got really scared. I was like,
gives a little bed music there.
I was
there,
like, why do they have a helmet on?
Yeah, seriously. What are they doing over there? You know, you tell it's old because he's got the Newman gloves, too. So
if you got the fan cam on, you see the Emmett Smith behind me.
Yeah, in real life.
If it starts moving towards me, I'll let me know the fan
trust
cam.
Trust me, if it starts running towards you, I'm out. I'm out of here. Seriously. It could be like one of those rats we saw in the Indian street food commercial. My God. I love how they casually, would you eat this? While there's like eight rats running around on the floor. I was like, what is that?
Pressing it with a newspaper.
And he's just sitting there, just in flip-flops, by the way. Rats just around his feet. I'm like, oh my goodness.
If I even saw a rat in the vicinity, I'm good. I'll start. I'm good.
I'm straight.
Just give me the egg. Just hand me the egg.
Don't hit. No, I'm out. I'm not. I don't want any food. I lost my appetite.
I have lost that bad.
I'm sorry. That half does that cadre of rats around your feet. I think I've puked in my mouth. So what a night it's been. We've got Jet Nelson. What a performance tonight. My man is just battling through it.
If we start here, it's going to get so much better. I mean,
I love it.
Riding the storm, this is the floor.
You know what I like?
I love it. Look, my man.
Over all the ups and downs, Jet has not wavered in confidence.
That's the most important part about it.
He's not got down on himself.
But, okay, two things here. One, he has undeterred.
Hasn't made any excuses either.
Okay, hasn't stopped.
Hand up. Yeah, this is not the best.
Okay, but my man has pushed through. And I got to say, we got to give an assist and a tip of the cap to our boy Khaki Kev.
Khaki Kev's been ready.
Okay, Khaki Kev has been uber helpful in a support backup role tonight. So shout out to Khaki Kev and shout out to our boy Jet Nelson. I mean, look, they threw you to the wolves tonight. They did.
A little bit.
Oh, by the way, we've got the number one draft pick tonight. Yep. We're going to need some audio. Oh, here's the new guy that's had two trainings under his belt. Go. Here we go. So shout out to Tim Collins for that. And
he knew what he was getting out of me. He knew.
I don't know that he did. I don't know that he did when he did that. I'll be honest with you. But that's okay. As we said, you have pushed through, and here we are. Okay. As we alluded to earlier in the program, and we'll dive into
Emmett
this.
Smith keeps catching me.
Brought him in here, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I keep just looking out the corner of my eye and seeing someone.
He's looking for space.
And the fact that he's busted, like half of him's missing. So you might be asking yourself, guys, what are you talking about? Go to the fan cam on YouTube and or Twitch. In case you didn't know, we're moving to a new building in September. And as a result of that, people that we've never met before are just looting the
station. Someone tried to take the basketball today.
Oh, girl.
Oh, did she?
She said, is this basketball for sale?
For sale?
I got it. I'm taking it to the new building. It's going in the car today.
Well,
no, I'm talking about a big one. Not the shooting one that we should. I'm talking about a life-size Wilson Evolution.
The one with all the signatures on it?
I didn't look. I guess. It's just like a regular Wilson ball. Does it have signatures on it?
Yeah, but I don't know whose.
I definitely was like, no, I don't
think I'll tell you what. She certainly didn't respond to my card that I sent her. So, yeah.
Hey, after the hammer deal yesterday?
What do you mean?
You helping them with the little thing with your hammer. The little rack they couldn't get in the car.
Oh, no. Not, you talk about that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, she's crazy, bro. Yeah.
We love it.
Is she ever at the front desk? Never. No, I'm talking about old girl, the promo gal.
No, she's nice.
Yeah, except when it comes to responding to messages.
What'd you send her?
My card. Remember we talked about being a vendor for her property management?
How long has it been since you sent the message?
Last night.
24 hours is nothing in girl.
Is this another one of those situations where Blake's like, I might not have been up by then?
What'd you just say?
You may want a nap before you.
No, I made perfect sense.
No, that was gibberish.
No, Blake
said.
Literally. No.
You literally just took an entire. You just yardied us, is what you just did. No. Yardy.
Yardy.
You downloaded. Literally just yard. Did you hear? Can you play that back? Well, I'll tell you what. Get that audio that he just said or whatever noise he just made. That was some, amalgamation of the English language. Because I'm not sure what he just said. Like, when you looked at him, I'm thinking, I'm glad I just heard that, too. Because I don't know.
Lack thereof.
Might be next segment, but I'll get it.
No, you're fine. No, trust me. I don't want to put any more on your plate. Because
play it live with music.
Could you go ahead and mix that in with the Nico quotes?
That I really don't know what happened. Everything was fine over here, and then it played twice.
Don't worry about it.
All right, I'll try this one more time. Yesterday... Blake said that he doesn't respond to certain texts if he's not awake or around his phone at the time. Because I've called Blake out.
It's hard to respond to texts when you're asleep now. I haven't tried that one.
But you said yesterday, because Fred said he texted you around 1 o'clock, and you were like, "No, I'm not awake by then, or I'm not answering phones."
He just
by
wasn't
then.
Paying attention. Yeah, he had other important things to do.
Because
then.
Blake notoriously terrible at answering the phone.
By the way, what's up with the? Well, I guess because we're doing radio all night. No restaurant gig this week?
Yeah, I mean, it's just tough with being here.
Because you guys don't have like a morning or brunch.
No morning or brunch. Yeah. So I'd have to be there at 4 and be there all night. And
it can't work. Yeah. Now, will you?
They were not happy in a good way. They were like, what's the deal, Blake? You just off for a week. And then usually I would be work the next week. They're like, and then you're off for 2 weeks with your vacation right after that. So a little sad.
Now, will you be there Friday?
I will be there Friday.
Okay.
I said, hey, I can work Friday.
Yeah. You didn't want to, but
in a 3 week period, I'm only going to work one day. So it's a little unfortunate. I told everyone I'm not fired.
It's the way the cookie crumbles, though. But you let them know ahead of time.
I said, it's the radio, and then it's my vacation that I've. I'm not going to let a part time job get in between my life.
Life experiences. That's it.
For one more paycheck? My whole life being different? No, I'm going to take the life experience.
No, you absolutely have to. So with that as a segue, and we'll dive more into. Because we only have a 2-hour show on Saturday, and that'll be kind of a quick show. So we'll dive more into where Blake's vacation. But Blake is going to be on a jet plane. He's heading over to Greece on Saturday. So like I said, we'll talk more about that on tomorrow night's show.
Who ate him?
Yeah, seriously. That sounds like a drunken stupor is what that had. So as a result, top 5 places we'd like to visit. Okay, so I'll kick this thing off. My number 5, China.
Nice.
China. I have always wanted to go to China. I had a professor in college, incidentally named John Kennedy. Didn't look anything like the real John Kennedy. I don't know if he popped pills like John Kennedy, and he certainly wasn't sleeping with...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.